Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Year? No, I probably was in college. I'm sorry. I know y'all young.
No, it's all good.
Dude, Prince always had a bad slow jam on every album.
He's got a couple songs that I
every
like.
Every album.
I don't even think I can mention just because I blush.
So naughty.
So some naughty.
Of them, you I was can't... always afraid my parents would catch me listening to some of those songs.
Bank Patrol. I can't. You can't.
No.
You can't say it. I can't say it, but you know what the first word is.
Give it to me till I just can't take no more. Come on, do me, baby.
Oh.
Like you never done before.
Al's wearing his purple shirt, purple undershirt, and purple hat.
You know, I just can't take no more. I say, ooh.
Ew.
Ooh.
Ew.
I feel so dirty right now.
Just wow. Can't take no
somehow
more.
Somehow when Prince did it, it was cool, but when
just
you,
can't
when take, you do it, it's ew.
It was like, wow. We said, kids, ask your parents about Prince if you're trying to learn about him. And yeah. Andre Glover sent me a tweet and said, might want to be careful asking your mom what they liked about Prince, especially if dad's around. You know what I'm saying?
Death Jam was on every Hope tape ever.
True.
Hope tape?
Hope. Take.
Hope.
And then on the back of every Prince album, at least a few that I can remember, it said written by, composed by, produced by Prince.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he did everything.
Everything.
He did everything.
Didn't Michael Jackson want him to sing in Beat It or one of those songs, but he didn't want to sing because he didn't like the lyrics?
I don't know the answer to that. I do not know the answer to that.
You want him to be in the music video? Something like he wanted to work with Michael, but they weren't seeing eye to eye with the lyrics.
This was so different when Prince died. Like when Michael Jackson died, I felt it was painful. But when Prince died, for some reason, it's just different. Both are super, super mega stars.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, I felt a little more of a connection with Prince. I don't know why. But yeah. I guess because you would sometimes see Prince at an event, like in a basketball, random basketball game or something. You wouldn't
right.
see Michael Jackson. I don't know. I can't really explain.
Yeah, Michael didn't really get out as much as Prince did.
Yeah. Both were unattainable, but I don't know. Anyway, let's play the game.
One more Prince thing. New Girl. Have you seen the scene where they meet him?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, I'm so sorry. I didn't give you guys proper time to freak out. Go ahead. It is hilarious.
I got it.
You got to watch it. It's
I
gotta hilarious.
Watch that.
I know you like
that.
New Girl.
Yeah, yeah. Anna Simone is my girl.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank. Let's meet our contestant, Justin. How are you doing this morning?
Is that me?
Yep. You're Justin, right?
I am Justin. That is correct.
That's right. Justin.
You are.
Yes, you
that's
are, buddy.
What my name tag says.
Well, what does that name tag represent? What do you do?
I'm in the Navy.
My man. Thank you for your service, brother.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor to serve.
Yes. In the Navy. Do you like that song?
I was going to do that, but I didn't. I'm glad you did.
Oh, my God. Really?
Let's forget I did that, Justin.
Help
that
your fellow man in the Navy. I forget how it goes. In the Navy.
We can sail the seven seas.
There you go. In the Navy.
What do you do in the Navy, my man?
I'm a submariner.
Ooh,
you get claustrophobic.
I would die.
You don't think about it, and you don't see the sun a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the longest you've gone under?
3 months.
Oh,
dude.
What?
Wow.
How many leagues you go down there?
I can't talk about it.
Oh.
Whoa.
You really? Can't talk about
really?
Leagues?
It's classified information, you guys. Justin
really?
Can't talk.
Do you see anything scary way down deep?
An octopus?
Nope. No.
No?
You see whales?
Nope.
See, you can't talk about it.
You can't talk about it.
Oh. Justin, you need to come down and have a beer with us.
I didn't know submarining was that.
It's on the download. There's stuff.
Do you ever make that sound just randomly, like?
Yeah, but my wife doesn't like it a lot.
right, brother.
All right, Justin. Well, thank you for your service. And hopefully one day we could talk about your stories.
I would love to.
Over a glass of beer.
Yeah, you get free beer, dude. You get free beer for some stories.
For real. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, Justin, here's how Beat the Bank works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way. It increases the longer you stay in there. Make sure you yell stop loud for us enough to hear so that we can give you your money. That's how much you will win. Even if he says 1,000, you still got to yell stop. If you don't and it closes, Al, what happens?
You get nothing, my brother.
Mm. We don't want that.
For sure.
One more Navy question, if you don't mind. Was Popeye in the Navy? Because I know he was a sailor man.
Yeah.
Was he actually in the Navy?
I didn't know him.
I can't believe you're asking a question about Popeye.
He got jokes. Navy man got jokes.
Of course he does. And they're good ones,
Let's get him some money.
All right, Justin, let's get you some money. Let's play
Beat
the Bank.
$90. $100. $110. 210. 350. 520.
Stop.
520.
Wow, okay.
520.
He said stop.
All right. Okay. $520. We'll take
it. My man. What are you going to do with $520, Justin?
I'm going to get my motorcycle inspected.
He knows. You're like
Superman.
Very precise. I think that's that military.
I'm going to get my motorcycle inspected.
He's decisive.
Yeah.
What kind of bike you riding on? What kind of scooter you got?
I got a 2001 Triumph Thunderbird Sport.
Yeah.
That's like a vintage thing, isn't it? That's like.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have to see how high it would have gone if your military instincts were right on the money here.
Let's see.
I'm sure they weren't, but that's okay.
My man.
520.
740.
Oh, big jump.
1,000.
Oh, dude. Your radar was off.
Yeah, you might want to go a couple of more times.
I made the casino commitment that if I ever got on this show, I would stop at 500. Because you never know.
You do. That's true.
That's smart, man.
I'm sorry, bro.
You had your goals.
That was your plan.
And you did it. You achieved those goals. Justin, $520 for you, my man. Thank you so much.
For sure.
Well,
thank
now we know Justin's good at going under.
Yeah.
Underwater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Definitely.
But he doesn't under know, beat the bank.
But he doesn't know anything about Popeye.
No.
Neither do I.
I don't either.
Other than that he likes spinach.
I know Brutus. Right?
He had a big bicep.
Olive.
Popeye.
Was his girlfriend.
Olive Oil.
What was the baby's name?
Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea. Hold on for us, Justin. We'll get you all set up.
Sweet Pea or Sweet Pea?
Sweet Pea, right?
I think it's Sweet Pea.
I love Popeye.
Yeah. let's see. Voice of Popeye performer.
I don't think I've ever watched Popeye in English. Now that I think about it. I only watched it in Spanish when I lived in Mexico.
How was it?
That's good. Popeye.
I remember Brutus and Popeye. That's true. There was some mushy mouthed person that was kind of wimpy. Was it Wimpy? Oh, there was Wimpy.
Wimpy, yeah.
Wimpy ate the hamburger.
Oh,
right?
The hamburger guy.
We had to pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
And the hamburgers always look so good.
Nothing is as American as Popeye the Sailor Man. He has taken us through the ages and been a friend, blah, 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 blah. He's a seafaring sailor.
Sailor.
And sometimes he would wear the little white jumps, you know, the white thing with the little black scarf around it with the Popeye hat, the Navy hat.
Okay.
But it doesn't say. So I guess he was.
He's in the Navy, yeah.
Okay. Navy. There you go.
All right.
You know what?
I can start my weekend now that I know the answer to that.
Popeye was a Navy man. Look at that.
And now Justin knows. We'll play Beat the Bank again in about 40 minutes. We'll give you another shot at $1,000, see how the banker's feeling. On Monday, it doubles. We go up to $2,000. Don't forget that. Yeah, we're bringing it back on Monday. And coming up next, apparently a couple people are angry with Big Al Mack in the office.
What I do?
Oh, Al.
I personally don't know what happened, but Kelly does.
I know roughly what happened, but apparently some details are being withheld from me.
Yeah.
So I can be delighted on the radio.
Perfect.
Oh, man.
The sauciest of the saucy is mad at you, is what I'm hearing.
All right.
We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Rest in peace to Prince. We have a montage coming up for you in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because we all need a little Prince today. All day today.
I know.
We're going to need it. Just a couple things for next week, you guys.
Okay.
We start giving out summer camps to the kids.
That's right.
We have five of those to give away. We have a Mother's Day trip for the family to Universal Studios in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Mama will like that. Beat the Bank is going to double to $2,000. You can play up. You can win up to $2,000. We play twice a day. Same times, 6:50 and 7:50 Central.
Uh-huh.
And a major announcement regarding one show member at this time Monday morning. Thank you, Shannon. That was good music.
I'm looking at all your eyes.
A major announcement regarding one show member at this time Monday morning. We got the Sonny's marking it down.
Nobody's making
this time.
Any facial. Who's making the announcement?
Whoever's doing this has got poker face.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Huh.
Interesting.
Huh. Okay. Is somebody going to announce that they're leaving, going Good Morning Cincinnati or something?
Kelly and somebody. Kelly Ripa and somebody.
Right.
We want to bring into the studio somebody who likes to keep it pretty positive.
Look at that. Half glass full.
Always. Always. Justin.
Oh, wow.
Part-time Justin's in the house.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Yes. So right now, I got some news.
Okay.
You did, Justin.
Yes, I got some news over Wednesday, on Wednesday.
Uh-huh. And, you got some news over Wednesday?
I got some news over some Wednesday,
uh-huh.
And I am not happy.
Justin's not happy.
I am not happy.
Hold on.
This is the first since Justin's been here. I have yet to see him angry.
Yeah. He doesn't. I smashed a banana in his face, and he was all smiles and giggles.
Hilarious, by the way.
It was.
You were begging for
it. Yeah, anytime a banana's thrown in my face. But
who are you mad at?
Why are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you, Big Al, because you called me on Wednesday.
Uh-huh. I did.
You called Elena. Wednesday.
I called Elena. Got your phone number.
Start with the beginning.
I never called you before, so I didn't have
you. Never called me. Yes.
Be honest, Justin. When you saw that hotline bling,
uh-huh.
Did you think it only meant one thing from Big Al?
Yeah, I did. I was really excited.
Yeah.
I thought I was the chosen one, someone who was special. Whenever I heard his voice on the phone, it was like, "Hey, yo, Justin." And then I was like, "Hey, what's up, Big Al?"
Is this your Big Al impression?
Yeah. Hey, yo, Justin. I said, "Hey, what's up, Big Al?" He goes, "I just want to know if you are free on a 9 o'clock on a Saturday."
Give him the phone.
Damn, it's like Al is sitting right here with us. Yeah.
And I said, "Yes, Big Al, I'm free at 9 o'clock on Saturday." And then in my mind, I'm like thinking, "Okay, he wants to go to brunch with me. Like he wants to do something really cool."
Nine
like,
a.m. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm free. And then he goes, "All right, well, here's the thing then. My son, he needs you to be somewhere. And we just need you to DJ. And you really don't have to play the music." And then I'm like, "Why do you need me to do a DJ and not play music?" And then I asked him that, and he goes, "Well, we just need someone who's positive, like a really cool person, you know, just to get the crowd ready and going."
So he wants you to basically MC.
He wants you to babysit something that's already been produced.
Yeah.
Basically,
right?
Yeah.
You're hiring fake DJs?
So wait a minute. Before you continue, Joe.
Okay.
Sometimes I will...
I'm on hold.
Sometimes I will employ members of the show to do little side gigs to help them make a little cash.
Side gigs are your work.
Or this is not me. I have nothing to do with this. This is a job that Corey, my son, has been hired to do, but he has to do two things at one time. So he's going to merely set up the DJ equipment and the whole thing. And the DJ, the person, is actually just going to be filler. Just someone to...
Wow.
What I hear there,
Justin, is he asks you to model.
To model?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's standing there. So what else? He's standing there to look the part of a DJ?
To me,
that sounds like acting / modeling
gig. Being a hype man.
It's like Corey is providing atmospheric noise, you know, music, and Justin is just there.
Who calls music on the radio business atmospheric noise?
I'm a wordologist.
Wait,
Justin.
You are.
I'm a wordologist.
This show.
So he's there to kind of babysit the equipment and make sure that everything is cool.
To just stand there and watch some wires.
So basically, of course the DJ. There he is right there.
He's a model.
And here's the thing too. Like here I still don't know what I signed up for, but still.
Sure.
And then here's what happens afterwards.
Okay.
So then I'm like, yeah, Big Al. And I'm not expecting anything from it. Like I'll do it straight from the heart, you know, from the heart. Because like I care about Big Al.
He's gonna pay you.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
So then he goes, all right, Justin.
And it's gonna, you get $150 from it. And I went,
$150? I will be there.
So it's a paid gig. That's
it's
great.
A paid gig. Okay. I was so excited.
So why are you so mad?
$150, y'all.
Let me click that phone real quick. The next day, I come in into the man room and I'm sitting down and they're did you get that annoying text from Big Al? And then they're talking to each other. But did you get that annoying text from Big Al where he wanted you to be at an event on Saturday at 9 o'clock? And they're talking to each other and I go, yeah, Big Al called me for it. And they all bust out laughing and then they show me the text and they're like, oh, really? Because this is what he sent us. And it says, hey, to Ryan and Trey. He goes, for $200, will you show up at this event at 9 o'clock? And in my mind, it was $150 that he offered me. And not only did you ask Trey and Ryan first, you asked me last, Big Al.
Al, man.
Well, last. I am not discount Justin. I am not last call Justin. I am not last thought Justin. Big Al. I am a part-time Justin.
That's right.
Not $150, Justin. $200, equal rights, equal payment. Justin.
Al, you know what it is, Al? It's because he's gay, isn't it? That's why you took $50 off.
He was so happy to get this $150 before.
Oh, but
hold on. Now you can see where he's insulted.
You know how everybody in that room talks.
Like people aren't going to talk.
Okay, so here's the thing. I asked Shannon. Okay. Shannon's a DJ. Okay,
she actually DJs.
So I did. I said, Shannon, I can pay you $200 for this gig if you can do it. She's a DJ. And so she said she couldn't do it. She's tied up doing something.
Well, because that's a slap in the face because she charges more than that probably.
Probably. He's getting the friends and family discount.
Right. Basically, it's just somebody just kind of chilling there for like 4 hours.
4 hours.
4 hours.
That's good pay, too.
So anyway, so I went down. I said, well, let me ask Trey and Ryan, like Justin said.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, well, yeah. And so then Corey called me, and he said, I said, how much money are you making on this deal, Corey? He told me, and I said, oh, that's not a whole lot. So by the time I did get down to Justin, I said, well, let me try and save Corey a little bit of money so he can make a little bit of profit.
Yeah. Justin, in all fairness, I have your back, but you have to negotiate.
You should have come back.
You took it. Well, you did take the price.
I did take it, but I wasn't negotiating at the beginning. Right. I was like, this is me trying to help Big Al and his son out.
And you need the money. You said yesterday you have how much in your bank account right now?
Zero, because I got declined at Texas Roadhouse last night.
Okay.
No money for a tip.
All right, I'm going to give you some money.
No, it's fine. I got paid today. Stop it.
What, you got paid today?
Money.
We got
how much money do you need, sweetie?
No. Don't throw your money at me.
I'm going to make up the difference.
That's all I have.
Hold on, Al. Hold on.
Nice. Look at that, though.
We're making up for the $200.
Give him $20
for me. Do you see this, though, Big Al?
You give him $10.
And then he gets $200.
This is friendship right here. That's right. I didn't have to do anything. You called me last time. I was last thought of, Justin.
What you were thought of?
Hold on. Al.
Yes.
Don't you have a GoFundMe account just sitting there?
Yes, I do. Just sitting there. What?
Your not broken eyes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fix your party.
This is Corey's gig. Corey is paying him $150. Corey.
You hired him.
You set the price.
You hired him.
I am a business person that tries to have a little bit of what they call a margin in there for the owner to make a little bit of money after he pays his help.
Well, then you should take the $50 out of your pocket and let Corey pay him the $150.
I didn't promise him $200. I promised him $150.
You asked other people $200. You don't see how he's insulted by this?
And then you got Nick back there who's insulted. You didn't even ask him, period.
You didn't ask anyone.
He should be insulted.
This is the only thing. I have Al's back a little bit, shockingly, because I'm always last picked, being the newest cast member on the show, and I get less of a talent V than Kelly Raspberry would.
Mm-hmm.
So, Justin, in all fairness, like, yeah, you're going to maybe last ask and paid less.
Earn your keep.
I think if I'm not 100% sure, but I'm gonna go ahead and put this out there. I think maybe Ryan and Trey may have a little bit more experience being someone in that position.
What position?
Look at this position, model figure, though.
Look what
at
position? This.
Like
of
a DJ
of doing stuff
and the personality that I've got going on too.
Experience.
How many times have they been up there to DJ a party?
Do we need to have an MC off?
Right. Yes. Right.
No, they just have to stand here.
We're not doing anything except standing there looking at wires.
Let's have a standoff.
We need a standoff right now.
I've been in this longer than all of you, and you would never ask me to do that because I'm not the person that could get up there and be a hype person. So just saying somebody's had a job longer doesn't mean that they're more qualified than Justin to do this job.
That's a good point, Kelly Raspberry. Al?
But again,
Big Al, I just quit.
Just trying. Okay. Well, it's fine. You'll probably get somebody for 100.
Just so. Kidding.
Oh.
You're not going to be able to get up.
When you just hear that?
You are just slapping
Did
people
you
left
hear
and right.
That?
Get somebody for 100.
I probably can, to be honest with you.
Who?
Let him. Leave him.
Let him.
Let him.
That's
let
him. Al, I no longer have your back. I tried to have your back, and now you're being mean, and now I'm don't have your back.
I'm not being mean. I'm not being
mean. You are being mean.
I'm not being mean. I'm trying to help Corey make a little bit of money.
So go see Al at Corey's party tomorrow, because he's going to have to be there tomorrow.
Al's not going to be there.
Yeah. And now, we got a Prince montage coming up for you.
Nice.
All about Prince.
I need to feel better.
Coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are less than 10 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank again.
Okay.
Justin won $520 during his turn less than an hour ago.
Navy man.
Could have been 1,000. Our dude Justin goes in submarines.
Yep.
For months on end. And hashtag justice for Justin is trending amongst Kid Nation members. Uh-huh. Because he offered a Big Al offered Justin, part-time Justin, less money to DJ a party than he did a couple other guys in the office. And then Justin found out. So there's that.
It's business, man.
Hey,
yeah,
you gotta make
it
money.
You didn't know
he was gonna find that out.
Business. And you know what? Another thing. Don't discuss salaries. I got people who work for me discussing salaries. Like, oh, so-and-so is making blah, blah, and so-and-so.
Yeah,
like,
don't talk about it.
Well, don't talk about that.
These days.
Don't talk about your salary.
Nope.
If I could make a fraction of what Kelly Rand's
dude,
you know how
I'd have a
the
compound.
We would go belly up.
We'd all be sitting fat.
Oh,
that's
can
true.
You imagine?
We could buy our own submarine.
That's right.
I would have.
Oh, the money
so
I make.
Stuff.
Like that, Justin.
You would all hate me.
Think you being mistreated.
And then in sad news yesterday, the news came out that Prince, after having that scare days ago. And saying, oh, no, it's just the flu. Everything's okay. He showed up. He threw a party, a $10 dance party, showed up to it. We all thought everything was going okay. The news came out yesterday that Prince passed away at the age of 57.
Shock, shock, shock.
The only thing we feel comfortable with doing is just listening to Prince today, man.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do.
Wear some purple and listen to some Prince.
So we have some songs for you, Kid Nation.
You know I love this.
I know you do. He told me several times that he didn't like my kind. Cause I was a bit too leisurely. It seems that I was busy doing something close to nothing. But different than the day before. That's when I saw her. Ooh, I saw her. She walked in through the outdoor. She wore a raspberry beret. The kind. Sales went through the roof.
Yes, you are.
Little Red Corvette. You need a love that's gonna last.
Woo! I would.
I didn't know Prince wrote Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah, I just
he
found that out.
Version of it, too.
Oh, my gosh.
You never heard him sing it?
No.
I've never heard Prince sing Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You. That's one of my favorite songs ever.
It is. She sang his.
I had no idea. How cool.
Remember my uncle sang this song to a girl when she broke up with him?
Really?
And I remember him practicing in the bathroom.
If you could do that, I would die for you dance.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Hey, y'all might not be able to get me off the karaoke stage this weekend.
Oh,
what's
no.
your go-to Prince song?
This is one of them.
One of them.
If you won't impress me. I know how to
I can't hit it.
Can we play this? Part of it you can play.
We're remembering Prince Day. She says, sign your name on the dotted line. The lights went out and the kids started to grind.
Oh.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, Kelly.
It's too dirty for this time of day.
Kelly's going home.
Oh, I gotta go home.
Look out, Alan.
Alan.
Castle star spinning on. My brain, I can't tell you what you did to me, but my body will never be the same.
Come on, friend.
Will you kick your bed? It's like Gorilla.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
But just shouting up, shouting up, show you how to ride.
I heard you play for inventors of Prince made love to a guitar.
Motorcycle.
Alone in a world that's so cold.
Going up
maybe I'm just
shoreline.
Demanding.
Lake Minnetonka.
Maybe I'm just like my father. Too bold. Maybe you're just like my mother.
Oh, Apollonia.
She's never satisfied.
She's never satisfied.
Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Lighter, gentlemen. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they turn the lights
get
down.
Your iPhones out and then the flashlights.
All I know is that the top 16 songs, I'm sure it's Purple Rain's top
Gotta
three.
Be.
You're right.
It's Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, number one on iTunes.
Gotta be.
That shows you what an impact this man had in the music industry.
Dude.
Al, I might have to come by tonight.
All right.
We wouldn't have the Bruno Mars. We wouldn't have the Justin Timberlakes.
Dude.
Like, what we have now is because of Prince.
This dude would do a show. You hear about it all the time. I didn't get to witness him doing it in a club, but he would do a concert in front of tens of thousands of people.
Yeah.
You'd think he'd be worn out, right?
Nope.
He'd leave that concert, go to a club that just had, like, something like mine, like 200, 300 people, and do another hour or 2 hours there. And then might go to the crib and do another hour for his close personal. He
loved to entertain.
He was music. He was music. Like, if you look up music in a dictionary, yeah. It's probably a picture of Prince.
He was the only person that could change his name to a sign, and we're all like, that's cool.
Yeah,
you do that, Prince. Oh, and he did man. That.
Man, oh man.
Justin Timberlake had a really cool, heartfelt message that he wrote on Facebook.
I loved
and
it.
Kelly's going to get to that in the Showbiz Top 5 in a few. But right now.
Oh, man.
As much as we want to keep listening
great
to Prince.
Great job. We'll put that together. I think that was White Cheddar.
The Cheddar?
Great job on
Cheddar Production.
That was great. I love that, man.
Man, that was good. Makes you feel good inside.
Sing some Prince today, y'all.
Yeah, go get some. Go get some on iTunes. By the way, White Cheddar said he would DJ the party for $175 this weekend. Now,
we're all negotiating.
If you would like to do that.
Wow, look at that, all right. Justin.
Come on. All right, let's take your call to play Beat the Bank. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And you know what? We normally don't do even numbers, but since Prince has the top 16 songs on iTunes,
all right.
We'll take caller number 16.
Got it.
How about that? We'll play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Blankety, blank, blank. In 24 hours, you'll be in town. I hate cauliflower. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
You don't like cauliflower?
No, I hate cauliflower.
Really?
Hate it.
Ugh. Dude, it's so good.
Blah. Blah.
Have you had cauliflower rice?
No.
Yeah.
I hate cauliflower anything. I've never even had cauliflower.
Well, then you don't know if you hate it.
I hate it.
Cauliflower mashed potato. Like,
yeah.
You can turn
There's
a bunch
really
of...
not a lot of taste to cauliflower. So
I don't
just...
like the way it looks.
I agree with that. It looks like a boxer's ear.
Yeah, it does. Right, it does. That's why. Can you spell it?
C. Cauliflower.
I might have to bring you some cauliflower rice. You'll love it.
But don't tell him what it is.
I won't tell you what it is. It'll be a surprise.
Certain things like okra.
Oh, I make
raw okra.
You know what? I like fried okra for some reason, but I don't like okra.
Well, I had pickled okra yesterday. It was really good. I make really great cauliflower soup. It really is.
Creamy or?
Creamy. Cool. Thick and creamy.
Oh, see?
It's almost like thick potato soup, except it's cauliflower. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
But you like tomatoes and stuff and onions?
I'm not crazy about tomatoes, but I love pico de gallo.
You like Brussels sprouts?
And I love salsa, but I don't like...
Brussels, Al? Do you like Brussels?
Another thing I've never had. Never had Brussels sprouts.
Grill some Brussels?
Oh. I don't like squash.
I don't like squash either.
No. Ain't gonna eat it. Beets?
I love beets. My mom makes a beet salad with oranges and beets and peanuts.
Yeah.
Good.
This is enthralling.
Riveting. Riveting.
Hey, Naomi, how you doing this morning?
Naomi.
I think she's looking up cauliflower recipes right now.
Naomi.
On hold.
I'm here.
There you are.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Boy, that was close, girl. We almost hung up.
You're so excited.
I'm here.
We almost gave you click and dong.
Oh, no.
What?
I've been trying to get in since last year.
Click and dong?
Yeah.
What is that?
Click and dong?
It's when you hang up on somebody. Click dong.
I'm here.
The very common expression.
You're doing like ding dong ditch?
Yeah, she did. I was just saying, she almost talked to click and dong.
Yeah, it's like, I'm click.
Come dong.
My house always dong.
All right, Naomi, what are you up to this
morning?
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, baby.
What are you up to this morning?
I am actually literally just parked outside because I was about to drop off my son as a babysitter.
Ooh. And then you're off to work then?
I have to go home to get ready for work and then come to work.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
What do you do?
I'm a property manager for an apartment complex. I've been here for 7 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
How come y'all raise the rent for people that already live there?
But new people get like
and
a
then,
month.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know why, Naomi?
If the market goes up, it's something out of our control.
Okay.
Whatever,
because the next person that comes in gets a month free rent, and then it all equals out. I don't understand.
I know. I think you'd give a better deal.
On you, but I don't understand why people who live there and are good tenants are penalized.
Right. Or you pay an apartment locator a month's rent commission.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It is out of her
Nobody
control.
Nobody understands.
Okay. From cauliflower to rent control.
Naomi just works there, you guys.
Yeah. Doing her job.
Naomi, we would love to give you enough so that you could possibly cover a month's rent for yourself here with Beat the Bank. Now, here's how it works. We're going to put you in
set. Before we start,
yeah?
I wanted to correct you how you're saying my name. My name is Noemi, not Naomi.
Noemi.
Noemi.
There you go.
Oh, Noemi. Yeah.
My bad.
I was just reading the way
like,
it was written.
Like Noemi?
Yes.
In his defense, it was spelled N-A-O-M-I on our screen.
Oh.
So that's an because JC would know Noemi. He'd know that.
We want to apologize. We have Justin back there in the phone screening room, and his spelling's not very good.
See why he's making a little bit.
Noemi.
Yeah. Oh, you missed me.
Shout out.
Ow.
Well,
I am, actually. I wasn't born here, but my parents were. So,
all right.
So, yeah, I'm Mexican-American, I guess you could say.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, there you go, Noemi. Here's how it works. So we're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way. Make sure you yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go for your turn. It can get up to $1,000. It increases the longer you stay in there. Even if he says $1,000, please say stop so it doesn't close on you. Because if it does, you get nothing, Noemi, okay?
I got it.
She got it all. Al, how you feeling?
Got that.
This very...
I'm excited, nervous, just everything. A lot of emotionals. I'm just... so excited that I even got through because I've been trying to get in since last year.
I have a lot of emotionals too. this very seldom happens, Noemi.
Yeah?
We had $1,000 earlier.
Oh,
we very seldom have two $1,000 winners.
Very true. We very seldom never.
But I feel good. It's Friday. I feel good. I feel
okay.
Feel confident.
Okay.
I don't know, Noemi. I don't know anything. Okay, but that's how I feel.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how you do, Noemi. Let's get inside the vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$90.
Yikes.
120. 160. 250. 320. 370. 420.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Al. Yeah, Al. What do you have to say to Noemi?
Noemi, I'm so sorry.
Noemi.
You were so adamant. She believed in you.
And I said it right when it was doing it, too.
Noemi, I'm so sorry, baby.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
You're trying to save money, Al.
Can I get you some chicken wings or anything today?
No, I'm good.
Gonna be in the neighborhood. Stop by and I'll buy you some chicken wings.
Noemi, what are you doing on Saturday around 9?
I have no idea. Yeah, just spending time with my kids. So.
Okay.
Oh, doggone it.
I might be looking for a DJ.
$100.
Doggone it, Noemi.
All right. Well,
man, I'm sorry, baby.
Hey, there's a silver lining, though, Noemi. You could still try to play next week.
I'm not giving up.
All right.
Don't give up.
Keep on trying, Noemi. And next week it doubles.
Not.
So maybe, you know, maybe that's
right. That's right. Beat the bank up to $2,000 each time we play next week.
All right, Noemi. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Oh, man.
Womp, womp.
Dang banker being all rude.
I just knew he wouldn't do that on a Friday.
On a Friday.
It was a sad way to head into the weekend. It's like we're not already suffering enough.
Yeah. Right? Thanks, banker.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
7:20 Central. Major announcement regarding one show member at this... No, not this. I'm just reading the paper. At 7:20 Central.
Huh.
Monday morning, major announcement.
I'm very curious.
Yeah.
I don't know who or what.
Right. I'm curious.
Do you know who or what?
I don't know what's going on.
Jenna?
Everyone's in the dark.
JC.
And whoever. No. Everybody's playing poker right now. The person could be in here and we're all acting cool. It could be you, Al. For all we know.
Yeah, and your excellent acting
skills.
You're trying to throw us off.
Such a good actor.
How are we going to do something? I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
That's like all the time.
But, always in the dark.
That's true.
Before we can give you major announcements, we got to have major weekends, which we are. We're all having pretty cool weekends. I'm moving into my new house. So that's about all
good
I'll
luck.
Be doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unpacking.
It's a lot.
I told you guys about the Dove?
Yeah.
This was weird, too, when hearing that Prince passed away and I'm listening to When Doves Cry and we show up. And there's like this planter in our front, and I walked up to it, and it looked like it had a fake bird in there, like a fake dove. And as I got closer to it, it turned its head, and it was a real dove.
Oh,
and I'm like, what? It had. We have little dove babies now, right in front of our house.
Dove babies.
Was it crying?
No, it was not crying. Huh. Very happy dove.
Very happy.
He said it was puffed up.
So I still don't know what the dove sounds like when he cries. But Al, what do you got going on this weekend?
Oh man, Blake's coming by. Well,
we don't know. Maybe.
Hoping.
Maybe.
Yeah. Blake Shelton's in town. Well, he's not in town yet. Or at least if he has, he didn't call me. I'm going to the concert, the show. I'm going to plant myself at my bar just in case he comes by.
You're still hoping he shows up.
Still hoping he comes by. And regardless, I'm supposed to be up on stage on Sunday with Chris Jansen.
He promised you.
He did.
You're supposed to sing Buy Me a Boat with Chris Jansen. Yep. You've been practicing the song?
Money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets.
So you don't have confirmation yet about performing?
I would think you know, right?
Like, you should by now.
I'm going to tweet him today and just
yeah,
say,
I would
hey,
do that.
Holla.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm hoping he forgets. I hope that guy forgets.
No, you got to.
So that's supposed to happen on Sunday.
Okay.
So
I see. So Blake's in town before.
Blake's playing Saturday, and he's playing Sunday.
Got it.
Yeah.
Weekend festival.
Well, good luck with it all.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good luck to you.
What's up with you, Kelly?
Kelly, big plans with the boyfriend?
Hello, I'm Alan.
Big plans.
Yeah?
Really?
I'm emceeing an event tonight, and he's going to go with me as my date.
Yeah?
Tomorrow, my mother and my sister-in-law and I are celebrating our April birthdays together. We're having a nice little lunch.
Still celebrating the birthdays, huh?
Well, we're between the family. We have April birthdays, so the girls all get together. And then tomorrow night, I'm meeting my boyfriend's parents.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That's big.
Very, very exciting stuff.
Yeah. Are they coming into town or do they
live
here?
They live here.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Live about, I think, about 10 or 15 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
So he's going to swing by and pick me up, and we're going to pick up some dinner and head over that way, unless his mom decides to cook.
Are you nervous?
Lumpia.
Well, I hope so. I'm very excited.
She's Filipino, right?
Full-blooded, yes. And I'm very excited.
Ooh.
Are you kind of nervous? You still get nervous?
I'm not nervous. I've never been nervous about meeting parents.
Kelly's good with parents.
Parents always, since I was a kid, parents always love me. I'm very respectful.
You are the girl.
You know, that's the thing with, you know, I don't know. I ask my parents, because my daughter, whenever we meet people, adults or something, she clings to my butt and won't speak. I was like, was I like that as a kid? They're like, no, you're always just... I just get along with, you know, adults.
You're the girl that every mother hopes their son will bring home. You really are.
Thank you, JC.
You're well-mannered.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're goody-goody. Sure. You
dress
nice.
I don't know what I'm going to wear. I mean, that would probably be the most...
Wear a bra.
I will do that.
Just saying.
That's a conversation with me not need to have.
Also,
some other people in this room, you might have to have that conversation.
I took a girl home to meet my parents. Well, this is a long time ago. I was in college. And she didn't have on a bra. She had on a white shirt, like a Oxford type shirt,
a button down.
And when she went out to my mom said, "Don't you bring that girl over here. If you do, tell her to get a bra."
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my mom told me that.
Meanwhile, your dad spilled some water on her.
We'll forget that.
A wet Oxford shirt contest suddenly broke out.
Whoopsies. Oh, Rhonda, I know we'll forget that.
Anyway, I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly's meeting the parents. Gina, what you got?
Well, I do have on a bra and a white t-shirt.
Yeah.
I will be wearing a bra tonight as well. I have a date, and we're going black tie event hopping.
Ooh.
We have two things to go to.
Dang.
A black tie date?
A black tie first date. Kind of weird,
black
right?
Black tie crawl.
Black tie. So, yeah, so I have a dress that I already have in my closet, so I didn't get anything new. Black tie dresses are expensive.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing something I have. But, I don't know anything about this guy, really. I mean, I've met him a couple of times, but I'm on the Earth Day committee, so we have a big gala tonight that I'm actually not going to because tickets are too expensive for me.
It's your Earth Day.
We're going to go to this big Earth Day event at the beginning.
How'd you meet him?
And then to the Dallas International Film Festival Awards show. So I don't know who's going to be there for that.
Did you get set up?
Linda Gray is going to be there. I ran into her yesterday. She's going to be there. She's screening a movie.
I've never had two black ties.
Ellen.
The same night.
Sue Ellen from Dallas.
I know.
Oh, okay, okay,
one night. So, we'll see how that
That's
goes, hopping around in fancy clothes.
Yeah.
Did you get set up? Did a friend set you up or he hit you up?
No, we're both on the Earth Day committee.
And that's how you met?
Yeah.
And you both aren't going because you can't afford the tickets?
Well, it's not really for the committee members to go.
Oh,
we're supposed
to
help out. You know, this is for like big time people. We could go, but it's expensive.
It is shocking when it's such an honor when somebody asks you to be on a committee.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yes. And they say, okay, well, you need to raise or contribute X amount of dollars. And it's like, gulp.
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Earth Day's going to be cool. It's huge. The Dallas has the biggest Earth Day event in the world, which I didn't know. So there's a lot of celebrities. We're making it bigger and bigger. So
what's
it'll be
bigger,
exciting,
the world or the Earth?
Hmm.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.